I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
I find it pretty ironic that I help people deal with overwhelm in their home and when it comes to organizing, overcoming those daunting, heavy feelings of overwhelm. But then in my own life, I'm extremely overwhelmed by everything I have to do constantly. Running a business, a home business, really any business, is extremely daunting. And every decision weighs on you and can determine your fate at any moment. And on top of that, if you're running solo at the moment, that means everything is on your plate and you have upwards of 30 jobs to do. And you have clients that need things and want things and expect things, and you gotta deliver on all that and do it well and do it right. And you're trying to always do that and also factor in, you know, how much time it's taking, and then you gotta invoice, you gotta do all these things. And the thing is, I love all of it. It's just, it can become very stressful. And I struggle with that sometimes. It's a constant battle since the beginning, and you just kind of get through it and keep moving one day at a time. And recently I watched a video by this guy, Alex Ramosi, and his advice for dealing with it is just to say, fuck the stress. And I've been trying that out, and it kind of helps. I think it's just one of those things you got to keep doing, or, you know, you just say, fuck the overwhelm. But as it stands, like, the mounting stress of juggling clients and scheduling things is really difficult. And this podcast isn't so much a tutorial or a tip. It's mainly just a, here's what I'm going through. Here's part of the journey. As Gary V says, is just document. This is, I guess, a documentation of a point that I'm in. And it's an interesting point because I feel I am really at least the closest I've been to a tipping point, where I've had for the past 2 or 3 weeks consistent client work almost every day. And that's not a problem I'm complaining about, but getting everything done is now becoming more of an issue. And I'm, I think, really needing to start figuring out how to hire someone. But then there's a lot that comes with that that has to be sorted. But that's okay. I'll figure it out. But it's fun and very challenging. And like I said in the beginning, it's very overwhelming. It's also just tough to have to think of everything yourself. And I've been lucky to have friends that will, like, kind of think things, help me think things through and give little bits of advice here and there. But really, at the end of the day, is I just need someone to take even just like one thing off my workload. And that would just be tremendous. But I just keep doing it all. And that's what I do. So, you know, other people that are in the home industry dealing with this, you know, handymen that are cranking at it and dealing with everything. I feel ya. And I'm sure you understand where I'm going through. And even other business owners kind of in similar situations. Yeah, that's just where I'm at. And I guess one of the things that is a little concerning to a certain extent is I'm not sure it gets better. I think that's one of the scary things about business is you're like, you look into the future and you're like, is this ever going to change? Or I think it just maximizes. I guess one of the things though is like the financial stress, like the personal financial stress that you're under as a business owner in the beginning is pretty immense. And I think even just taking that bit off the plate will make it easier to operate in the future when the business is bigger and whatnot. Because at least I could navigate life. Because that's the thing, is on top of the business, I still have personal life to think about and things to do, and got to try to date, which is like a whole nother job in and of itself. And got to think about, you know, having fun and doing things that you enjoy and making stuff for my house that I want to make. And so there's just everything on top of the business. And I've done so much to try to cut out as much noise as possible, but I guess I just got to examine what else there is to cut and keep going. I think one of the things I've been dealing with lately too is like just the decisions and kind of the weight of every decision has been weighing on me. And the fact that like even just small ones like, should I go out tonight, you know, or should I go to this party, or should I stay home and do this, or should I take a break and relax and watch Netflix, or should I get one more thing done? I mean, those have always weighed, but they just feel like they're weighing more heavily more recently, just because I've been thinking about it more and everything feels more at stake now that there's more clients and more to do. And I don't know, but I'll figure it out and keep going. And I guess, you know, if you're listening to this, thanks for joining me on the journey, and maybe listen to another one, because that would help out, like adding this podcast on. I mean, a podcast alone, I'm gonna stop kind of not complaining, but just talking more about how overwhelmed I am. I don't know if it's necessarily helping at all, but yeah. So here's this episode about stress and how stressed I currently am, and how I'm just trying to say fuck it and not worry about it and just keep going, because that's what you do and that's just what you got to do, and that's what I'm gonna keep doing. So, you know, do the subscribe stuff, hit my website www.reliefkey.co. Check out the freebie on there. It's pretty cool. You can make your own origami boxes out of 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. They can nest inside each other, have different sizes you can make. So check that out. And other than that, like I keep reminding myself and everyone else, life's an experiment. Test, iterate to find relief. And hopefully my relief to some extent is coming soon.